Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Erechen in Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Machrim Adam es Kaddisha. We learned in the earlier Mishnah that a person can declare his Kaddishim, his Karbonais, in the form of Cherim to Hegdish. And it's Chal, Ben Kadshe Kaddishim, whether it's Kadshe Kaddishim, like a Karbon Ayla, or Ben Kaddishim Kalim, like a Karbon Shlamim. Now, how does this work? I mean, the Karbon has to go up on the Mizbeach, so if I say it's Cherim, what do I do with it? I can't give it to the Kain, I can't give it to Bede Gabayis. Well, it's going to work like this. First of all, I'm sure you remember that there are two ways to designate a carbon, neder and nedava. Chazal prefer nedava, but let's explain both. Neder is, I say, haray, a lie I take upon myself to bring a carbon oil. And I separate a behemoth for that promise that I made. I'm chayiv biachrayis. That means if the behemoth dies, if it's lost, if it's stolen, I have to provide another one for Hegdash, because I said I take it upon myself. Another way of doing it is, I want to donate an oila. I don't say I take upon myself to bring an oila. I have an animal. I say this animal should be a carbon oila, a rezu oila. The mila is, if it's lost or stolen, I don't have to replace it. I never guaranteed that I am going to bring an oila. I said this behem is an oila. As long as I have it, I have to bring it as an oila. But if it's lost, what should I do? So now, I said on my behema, cheirim, that it goes to Hegdash. Zok the Mishnah. Im neder, if I said, harei alai, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila. So even though this particular behema is going to go up on the Mizbeach, but when I said, this is cheirim, that means I have to give the value of this animal to Hegdash. Nois in the sedam, the complete value. What do you mean? It's not mine. I have to put it up on the Mizbeach. But it is mine. In halacha, if I have a chrayus on something, it's mine. If it's lost, I'm going to have to pay for it. So there's a money connection between me and this animal. This animal represents money. If I lose it, I have to pay the value of this animal to Hegdash. So if I'm machrim it, I have to give that value to Hegdash. But, im nidava, the girsa of the batanura, v'im nidavahu, if it's a nidava. So if I say, arei zu oila, so really, this goes up on the Mizbeach. If it's lost, I don't have to pay for it. So if I'm machrimid, what value does it have? So the Mishnah, it does. Noisin es tavasai. You don't give the full value, but you give the toive. What does the toive mean? So the Mishnah explains. Suppose I say, shar ze oila, this shar ze carbon oil. And then it's lost. No, I'm not chayiv to bring a carbon oil. I'm very sorry. I said, this is an oil. I tried. It was lost too late. But I feel a little bit bad. Elamais, I did say this is an oil. Suppose somebody would come to me and say, you know, I can get you an oil real cheap. Yeah, Elamais, I would feel good if I took a bring it. So maybe I wouldn't pay the full value of another carbon, but something I would buy. Because it does feel good to bring a carbon, to do a mitzvah. That's the value that I would have to give to the cheirim because I said, I'm being machrim this animal that wasn't a dove. So again, if I said sharza oila oimdim, we assess kama adam roitzel lit, and how much would a person want to give b'sharze for this shar la loise oila to bring it up for a carbon oila she'ain reshai, if he was not mechuyev to bring it. If he's mechuyev to bring it, he has to give the full value. But being that it's an adav, I'm not mechuyev to bring it. So okay, how much, even though you don't have to, would you have paid to be able to still replace it? Zakta mishna vayter habachar. Suppose I say I'm the animal that's a b'char, cheirim. B'char, it's not mine, it belongs to the kayan. So the Mishnah, no, something you're going to have to give to Hegdash. And bein tamim, bein balmum. Makes no difference whether the b'char is a tamim, which would go up as a carbon, or it's a balmum that has to be given to a kayan. In both cases, machrimin, I say. You could be machrimit. Okay, so vade, I can't give this to Hegdash, it goes to the kayan, or it goes as a carbon, but how would I redeem it? Ketzat poidin, I say. How would you redeem it? Hapoidin, those that redeem it, oimdim, are going to assess kama adam roitzel litin bebchar zeh. How much would a person want to give for this bchar litnoi, so that in turn he should give it leben bitoi, to his daughter's son, or leben achayse, to his sister's son that is a kain. Okay, let's explain. Let's say I'm a kain. Let's say you have a bchar. I come over to you, I say, you have a bchar. You know, a bchar has to go to the kain. And you say to me, yeah, but I can choose the kain. I don't have to choose you. So let's say I say to him, you know what? I'll pay you for it. You're not allowed to do that. A kohen cannot pay to get the pchar. But that looks like a kohen amaseyeya bebeis agranis. What's a kohen amaseyeya bebeis agranis? A kohen can't come and say, you know, can I have your truma? Why? I don't have to give it to you. I can give it to any kohen. I'll work on the field. I'll help to work. Then you'll give me the truma that you can't do because you're not really giving truma. Then you're just paying wages. So here too, a kohen cannot pay to get his pchar. But let's say I'm not a kohen, but my daughter's married to a kohen. So I have an einikol, a grandson who's a kohen. I'd love for him to get the pchar. Or my sister's married to a kohen. My nephew is a kohen. I'd love for him to get the pchar. So I say to the man who has the pchar, I'm not a kohen. I'll give you, you can't pay for the full amount, but I'll give you something. I'll make a good fee. Just so when you pick the kohen, please let it be my grandson. That you're allowed to do. So when I have a pchar, it has potential value. Because someone may give me something so that I give it to his grandson, the kohen. Or to his nephew, the kohen. And that's the amount they would have to give to Hegdish because of his chayrim promise. Now how do we know b'chlau that I can take this pchar and make it into a chayrim, even though the animal itself can't be a chayrim? So Rabbi Shmuel tells us how we learn from a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, Lamed Rabbi Shmuel says, Kasev Echonayim, one pasuk says, Tagdish. Kol apchar ashi yivoled, bevkarcho v'tzoyncho hazachar, Tagdish l'shem alekach. So you could be magdish it. Kasev Echonayim. On the other hand, another pasuk says, Ach pchar ashi yivuk l'shem bebehema, lo yagdish ish oisai. In other words, the other pasuk says, Al tagdish, you can't be magdish it. So, I don't understand. On the one hand, the Evshalom, you can't say Tagdish, you can just take the Pchar and give it to Hegdish, be Magdishit. Shrikfan Emer, it says Al Tagdish. Once it's a Pchar, you can't be Magdishit. The Evshalom, you can't see on the other hand, Al Tagdish, you can't be Magdishit Pchar. Shrikfan Emer, it says in the first Pasuk Tagdish. So, Amor Miyata, we have to now say to be Miyashev to for and for the steer in these two Psukim. Magdishayata, you can be Magdish to Pchar, Hegdish. Eloy. In other words, you can be magdashed on the condition to give the amount of money that this pchar would be worth to you to Hegdish. But they not to Magdish and Hegdish Mizbeach. You can't be magdashed to be makriv on the Mizbeach as a different carbon. Once a pchar, always a pchar. Okay, so quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned Machrim Adam es Kaddishav. You can give over in the form of Chayrim, even Karbonis, whether it's Kadshe Kaddishim or Kaddishim Kalim. Whether it's in the category of Kachi Kardashim Karbonis or Kardashim Kalim. How does it work? It depends. If it's a neder, if he said, I take it upon myself to bring a Karbon Oila, and he designates a Behema, then he says he is being Machrimit, you have to give the full value to Hegdish. The Behema goes as a Karbon, but you have to give the full value to Hegdish because this has value. If it's lost, you would have to replace it with its full value. If it wasn't a dove, if he did it the right way, he said, I'm not promising anything, but this animal is an Oila. So if it's lost, I don't have to replace it. Now I'm being machrimit. So I still would have to give something to Hegdish. It has some value, because even if it was lost, so true, I'm talking about mechuyev to replace it. I would feel good if it was replaced. So I wouldn't replace it with the same value, but if someone offered me a carbon cheap, no, I would do it, because it feels good. So that's the amount I would have to give Hegdish. Lamaisa, the animal is still around. I don't have to replace it, even with a cheaper carbon. That's the amount I would have to give. When it comes to a pchar, I can be machrimit. What value does a pchar have? It's not mine, it belongs to the kohen. Well, although a kohen can't give me money to get the pchar, but a Zayda grandfather who's a Yisrael can give me something and say, please give it to my grandson who's a kohen. If his daughter's married to a kohen, or my nephew who's a kohen, if his sister's married to a kohen. So if I am machrim a pchar, that's the amount that I would have to give. How do we know this? Rabbi Shmuel said, there's a steer in the psukim. From one pasuk it's mashma, once it's a par, you can't be magdashit. From another pasuk it's mashma, once it's a par, you could be magdashit. So which one is it? And the answer is, well, you can't be magdashit. Once it's a par, you can't change it to a shlamim. That's what the pasuk means, you can't be magdashit. But you could be magdashit in the sense that if you say, this is for Hegdish, you're being machrimit for Hegdish, so whatever the value of that pchar is to you, you would have to give to Hegdish. And if that value is that some grandfather is going to say, here, I'll do you a ta'iv, I'll give you something if you give it to my grandson, so that's the value, that's the amount that you would have to give to Hegdish.